The question was, when did we become aware of videos that were on the web and the manifesto, the written document that apparently was written by the suspect? We became aware of that fairly quickly in the investigation last night, and in reading this 141-page rambling autobiographical, almost a combination of an autobiography and a diary, it's very apparent of the severe extent of how disturbed Mr. Roger was, and the fact that he had been and was continuing to be seen by a variety of different healthcare professionals, but it's very, very apparent that he was severely mentally disturbed when you review that that document. And the videotape is a chilling. There were several videotapes that he had posted, but the one that was posted just prior to the attack is a particularly chilling one, in which he basically looks at the camera and talks about what he is about to do.